The following is a presentation of the Redskins Broadcast Network.
Welcome to Redskins Late Night here at the Green Turtle, Dulles Town Center. I am Chris Paul, and I got a question. We got any Redskins fans up in here tonight? The home of the Washington Redskins on Late Night is here at the Green Turtle. And always by my side, helping me set it off right, my girl, Crystal Ball. Now, I'm excited. I'm excited because my Redskins are about to take down those Detroit Lions, and I'm also excited because one of my favorite players on the team is here tonight, Stephen Bowen. Redskins Late Night begins right now.
I feel like busting loose now. Busting loose in the evening. Busting loose can be pleasing.
Let's get down to business. Redskins Late Night here at the Green Turtle. Chris Paul, as promised, my special guest, Stephen Bowen. What's up, brother?
Yo, it's good to be back, man.
Welcome back. You know what I love about this show? I love this show because we're a week removed from the previous game. So when things aren't going right, like it didn't go that well in Green Bay, everybody has a chance to have a cool head about it. And now we can look at the season on a whole. And where are you guys seeing ourselves right now? Of course, nobody wants to be 0-2. But what's the attitude in the locker room?
We're still upbeat. You know, everybody's still ready to go. We got to focus on Detroit. You know, take one game at a time. But we're trying to go 2-2 into the bye week. You know, that's the focus. And we're right back in the mix. I mean, we're only one game back in the division. So that's a good thing.
I mean, it was very hard week.
Very fortunate. You know what I mean? That's the way. I mean, football, you know, that happens, man. Everybody can beat anybody in the NFL. So, you know, we're just grateful. You know, we're still one game back, and we still could turn things around.
And what I keep telling Redskins fans is stop having short memories. Remember last season? We were counted out. We were on the canvas. Everybody said we're done, didn't they? Yeah.
You know, you're 3-6. Most people would think season's over. You know, we pulled off 7 in a row. And, you know, that's the main reason why a lot of guys, they believe that and what we could do. We've proved it, you know, so we're just going to try and go out and do it again.
Now, let me ask you this, because now I can say you're entrenched in the Redskins Nation. You came from some places I don't want to talk about. You know, you played.
You played for a team
I don't want to talk about, but now you belong truly to the Redskins Nation. What can you say about this fan base out here?
Oh, man, it's the best fans in the world, man. I mean, when I first got here, I think the first year we were 6-10. And people were diehard, still cheering for us. And then last year, it felt so good just to be able to show them, you know, a winning season, you know. So they're behind us, win or lose.
But it's like every year, every season, they're making it tougher on defenses. I mean, you guys got so many new rules popping up. It's like the most violent sport, but they don't want you to be violent. We don't want anybody to get hurt. You know that. But
guys on defense, we understand it's an offensive game. People want to see a lot of touchdowns. We just got to abide by the rules that's given to us.
But, I mean, let me ask you this. How much, like, defensive players get called for stuff. How much do we not see? How dirty are these offensive linemen in the league? What's going on in the trenches that's not called?
There's a lot of dirty offensive linemen. I mean, they're hitting your knees when you're running to the ball. I mean, they try to throw you down and nobody's looking at it. You know, it's a lot of stuff in those trenches, man, but
so how do you maintain your cool? I mean, through the course of four quarters, I mean, by the fourth quarter, you must be ready just to go off on somebody.
Yeah, you are. You mean, you just try to get them back the right way, you know? You don't want to do anything that'll hurt your teammates or hurt us in the long end, you know what I mean? So it's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard, but you got to stay mentally focused to try to do the right thing.
Well, y'all going to have to get real dirty in the trenches against those Lions. They follow no rules. They follow none at all. We got to get dirty. We're going to talk about that Lions matchup. We're also going to talk about what's going on with him, his home life, what he does when he's not playing football, when he's just chilling. And right now, we're going to talk about our quarterback, Robert Griffin III. We do a little segment on the show that we like to call Channel 10.
Robert, a couple times this week, Shanahan has kind of hinted that as the season wears on, this offense is going to start looking more like what it looked like last year. What's he talking about?
No, I mean, I just, you know, we really haven't got had a chance to get into our game plan the first two games. And that's everybody's fault, offense, defense, special teams. We have to play as a team, as a well-rounded football team, and we haven't thus far. And when we get those opportunities, and we will, then you'll see more of last year's offense come back into play just because we'll get deeper into our game plan.
That's right, the quarterback of the Washington Redskins, Robert Griffin III with Channel 10 here on Redskins Late Night. My guest here at the Green Turtle is Stephen Bowen. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to blow y'all's mind. When we come back, Stephen's going to tell you what he's got going on outside of football. It's going to shock the world and change some things. You young players need to watch this too, all right? And Larry Landover's coming up next with Ask Larry. And as always, our good friends at Diageo want to remind all you Redskins fans,
responsibility is a team sport.
Redskins Late Night, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Redskins Late Night here on NBC4. Chris Paul, my special guest, Stephen Bowen. All right, I teased him before the break. Stephen, tell them what you got going on outside of football.
Well, you know, I got my foundation going, Skylar's Gift. We did a great event last year, a bowling event. We raised about $50,000 to help families. And also, getting my MBA at George Washington University.
Yeah.
I finished the year. I got one more year. You know, I'm just trying to be more than an athlete.
I hope all you young people out there are staying up past your bedtime, hear what this brother's saying right now. He's got the success, he's got the fame, he got the money, he's got the helmet, and still going for his master. Bro, that's inspiring, man.
I appreciate it, man.
That's really something, man. I'm proud to know you, bro. You know, that's good. That's just some next level stuff, man. Good stuff. And someone else is gonna be impressed. It's one of your boys. He's my boy. He's here every week answering fan questions. His name is Larry Landover, and he's got Crystal Ball with him. Here they are with Ask Larry. What up, Redskins fans? This is your boy, Larry Landover. And this is Ask Larry, the premier NFL fan forum where I answer questions from football fans around the globe. And here to handle my mailbag is Crystal Ball.
Hi, Larry. Hey, what happened to you last night? I invited you to my party, you showed up for a couple minutes, and then you just disappeared. What's up with that, yo?
Crystal, there was nothing but dudes in your house. When I told you I was single, I expected to see some exotic and erotic, cute and curvaceous, sexy slimmies of the superior species. But instead, your crib was packed with muscle-bound men. There was so much sausage in there, it felt like Oktoberfest.
What can I say, Larry? I guess my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, and you know I love milkshakes. But seriously, Crystal, I'm so desperate for companionship, I even signed up for one of those online dating sites.
Really? Which one?
It's called myhusbandsinacoma.com. Yeah, it's for women whose spouses are unconscious in the hospital and they want to have a little fun before he wakes up. I've got a date with a hot little lady tonight whose husband has been asleep for 10 years. I'm about to give her a decade of pleasure.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Now let's answer a letter. It comes from Cornelius Carter in Silver Spring, who writes, "Dear Larry, what do you think about Ben Affleck getting the role of Batman?"
Cornelius, my friend, as a comic book lover, I can say wholeheartedly that Ben Affleck as Batman is a terrible decision. I haven't seen a casting mistake like that since Tim Tebow was cast as quarterback. How's Affleck gonna be Batman with that thick Boston accent? Hey, it's me, the Dark Knight.
So who should play Batman?
Ryan Kerrigan. He's strong, he's got a lot of weapons, and he kicks the crap out of jokers like Eli.
Yeah, I like that.
And there are plenty of NFL players who would make awesome superheroes. Picture this, London Fletcher as Iron Man. Santana Moss as The Flash. And RG3 as Superman.
He is super.
And of course, there are also lesser known superheroes in the NFL like Tom Brady as Captain Coverboy. Peyton Manning as the Incredible Hulkhead. Deshaun Jackson as Mr. Mouth. Tony Romo as the Silver Choker. And Antonio Cromartie as Trojan Man. Trojan Man.
Larry, yes. You just received a message from Miss Fernandez?
Ah, my husband's in a coma date.com. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it says he just woke up.
Oh, no. Poor Larry Landover strikes out again. I hope his luck changes with the ladies. And speaking of ladies, coming up next, Stephen, we got the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Then, some fans here at the Green Turtle are going to ask you questions. They get personal, they get in your business, but don't be scared. Redskins Late Night, we'll be right back. And please follow the Redskins on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Welcome back to Redskins Late Night here at the Green Turtle. Chris Paul, Stephen Bowen, and I like to get people under the helmet. They know what you're about when you wear this on. When you got this on, you're a monster. You're hurting people. When you're at home, what are you doing, man? Your spare time, free time.
Just chilling with the kids, spending the time, having a good time, playing with them. You know.
How old are your kids?
My daughter will be 4 in November. My son is 2. And, you know, we don't really get a lot of time to spend time with them, you know. So as soon as I get home, I try to spend as much time as I can until they go to sleep.
Now, at that age, how much do they know about what you do? I mean.
My daughter knows. It's funny. You know, anything she'll see Redskins on the TV, and she goes, Daddy. Yeah, Daddy. So it's cool that she knows what I'm doing now. She kind of realizes it's kind of, I guess, important.
Right.
You know, so she appreciates me.
Right. And although your time must be limited during the season, you just have to give them extra, extra love in the off season, right? You guys just have to have a good time.
Yeah. We'll go on trips. We'll go to Disney, you know. I'll take them to the park, all that good stuff, man, you know. You know, just because I play football doesn't mean I'm not a good dad. You know, right. You can't use that as an excuse.
Right. You can't use that as an excuse. You got to have balance in your life, your professional and your personal. And speaking of balance, here are some ladies with perfect balance. That don't really make sense. I tried to segue into that. Here are some ladies with perfect balance, and you can see it in motion right now. The Washington Redskins cheerleaders, beauties on the beach.
Truly, and this is my second year with the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, and this year we got a chance to go shoot at the beautiful Costa Rica, and my photo shoot was next to a waterfall on a coconut stand with Richard, which was a lot of fun. We got to play with the background, adding coconuts and playing with a coconut sign, so we had a great time. And I also got to do a shoot where I got my hair wet and kind of did an Ariel mermaid shoot out of the water where my hair went up and around and then water came up too, which was really different. I've never done anything like that before, so I'm excited to see how it turns out. There's a few things that stick out to me. One is being able to give back to the troops. So this past season I was able to go on tour and visit 6 different countries and support our troops. And I also love game day, running out on the field and being able to dance in front of 90,000 fans is an amazing experience that you just never get over. Another reason why I love being a Washington Redskins cheerleader is being able to dance along 40 other talented women who have the same passion for dance as I do. So it's a really great experience that you won't find anywhere else. Being in Costa Rica for a week definitely brings girls closer together. I got to get really close with my squad buddy, who's a rookie, so it's been really nice getting to know her. And also, since last year I was a rookie, I actually got to bond more with the veterans, so upperclassmen, which has been really great as well. If I was stranded on an island and I could only bring 3 things, I would bring Carmex because I'm addicted to it, and I would also bring a private helicopter and then a pilot who could get me off that island so I wouldn't be stranded there forever. If I were ever to score a touchdown and have a touchdown dance, I would do something my husband taught me because it literally goes to any song, and it's really lame, but I kind of love it.
You could go like this, or you could double time and do both arms, and it just goes with everything. So good. That's it.
The Washington Redskins cheerleaders, beauties on the beach. Us being family, man, all we can say is we appreciate the hard work they put into those routines.
Yes, we do.
Keep it up, ladies. All right. Hanging out with Stephen Bowen here at the Green Turtle. Take another break. When we come back, we got some fans. They're lined up now, but we're only going to pick a couple to ask you questions right here on Redskins Late Night. And please follow everything the Redskins do on Redskins.com. All right, we're back here at the Green Turtle, Dulles Town Center, as promised. Fan questions. Stephen, this is a fan, and he's going to ask a question. That's why we came up with the title, Fan Questions. What's your name, fan?
My name is James Pearson.
James Pearson, what's your question with Stephen Bowen?
So I know you're a family man. What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, my favorite show right now is Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's cool.
That show is phenomenal, man.
It is. It's
getting better every week. Right. I'm kind of sad it's the last season. Other than that, I'm a big video gamer. Call of Duty is my favorite game. I mean, I get it in on the Call of Duty. And last night I picked up my Grand Theft Auto. I picked it up at midnight. Hardcore gamer, for real. People were surprised, like, is that Bone over there? Like, yeah, that's me. I get video games too.
All right, we got another Redskins fan here that has a question to Stephen Bowen. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan, what is your question for Stephen?
So, Stephen, what players on the team are you closest with?
Yeah, who are you cool with on the squad?
You know, mostly we hang out with defensive guys. You know, you're playing about position or what side of the ball you play on. My closest guys, I said I'm cool with Barry Cofield, Brian Arakpo, Jarvis Jenkins. Those are like my closest friends, man, on the team. Me and Barry came in to the Redskins at the same time, and we both play on the defensive line. So, and we're the same year in the NFL. So we've always known about each other, but we weren't really cool with each other. But as soon as I got here, it was just instant friendship.
That's a hell of a crew. That's the kind of crew you get on the phone. Hey, I'm having some problems down here at the Green Turtle. I need y'all to get down here right now. All right, it's time for us to wrap up here, Stephen, but let's get serious for a moment. We do have to talk about this Detroit game because it is a big one for us. So you know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know. Tell me the approach to this game against the Lions.
I mean, we just got to show up, man. We got to play Redskins football. Guys are hungry. We're frustrated after the last two games, and guys trying to do whatever it takes to win. You know, if we got to be on the field 4 or 5 hours in full pads, that's what it takes to win. We need to get this first one to get the ball rolling. So I think everybody's just buying all in to do whatever it takes. We can't ride on the coattails from last year.
Right.
Last year was great. We won 7 in a row. But this is a new season. Everybody's good now. You know, there's different teams that made new additions to their team. So we're just trying to get back right now.
And you talk about frustration. This is the perfect occupation for frustration because you get to take it out on somebody.
Especially on the defensive line,
right,
man. I deal with putting my hands on somebody and throwing them out the way. So if you're pissed off about anything, come down to Redskins Park and join the defensive line.
Well, I want to see you throwing around some Lions, my man.
Absolutely.
Stephen Bowen, I guess, here at Redskins Late Night. Taking you out of here right now with the Redskins Remix, where I give some love to our running back, Alfred Morris. Chris Paul, peace.
To be a good team in the National Football League, you got to be able to run the ball. And the Washington Redskins have got a workhorse in the backfield. Alfred Morris. Whatever it takes and whatever we need, you will take us to victory, Alfred. I see that look in his eyes. Alfred will not be denied. Pound up the middle or bounce it outside. Then RG3 runs the play action pass. It's Hankerson time. Washington Redskins tradition. No tricks. Smashing suckers in the mouth and feed the ball to 46. Why you haters hating when we about to get hot? Let me tell you how my skins are gonna rock. First we gonna hand the ball to Alfred Morris and we'll ride him. Hand the ball to Alfred Morris and we'll ride him. RG3 has got his targets on lock. Darrell Young is knocking Bama's when he blocks. First we gonna hand the ball to Alfred Morris and we'll ride him. Hand the ball to Alfred Morris and we'll ride him.